B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the practice field. Training camp coverage is sponsored by AdCare. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You watch any Olympics this weekend?
Nope.
Nope.
Could care less.
Couldn't.
Have you?
Couldn't care less.
Have you ever,
Sorry,
Mom, experienced an Olympics in recent memory where I think collectively people cared less about it?
No. It's only going to get worse.
I watched table tennis yesterday.
See, that'd be interesting to watch, though.
For how long?
10 minutes.
Yeah. It's like what it, that's the extent of Olympic viewing. Yeah, I got 5 minutes.
You get
of this.
Them 10 feet back on that thing, and it's,
oh, it's fantastic. It's great.
I got
on with my day.
Forrest Gump was on this weekend, and he was playing the table tennis.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah,
he was good.
That was one of his things. Got those endorsements.
I'd rather watch Forrest Gump
again
instead of watching the Olympics.
I would too. I'd rather watch Forrest Gump. The women's soccer team lost. Canada beat them.
Yep.
Jesus.
1-0.
I thought they were supposed to be really good.
They're the favorite.
Oh,
they were the favorite going into that match. They are out of the Gold Cup contention. They can still win the bronze. But, you know, they had an amazing run of success. It just ran out. Ran out.
So are they done? Is that whole current
that window's closed.
Iteration of the team over?
Based on
window closed?
The reaction afterward seems like there was some uninspired play from the beginning. You know, they lost right away. They lost their opening match. I believe it was to Sweden.
Yeah.
Like USA basketball. Same thing.
Yeah, but USA basketball has enough requisite talent and guys in that can kind of turn it on for the women. They've been playing together for a while, and I think there was a sense of we kind of already did this, and they found themselves maybe in a position where it was hard to kind of
get up for the game.
Get up for it again, yeah.
Then don't do it. It's like the balls thing. Like, she already did it.
That was part of her speech to her teammates. I've already done this. You guys go get it. So yeah, and I think without the fans there, and with all the stuff that they've had to go through to get to these Olympics, waiting an extra year, having the mindset thrown off, once they get to the Olympic Village, doesn't sound like it's any fun. I think a lot of the juice is taken out of it. Now some of the swimmers, that hasn't bothered them. They're out there winning gold after gold after gold. And
water's cold. You get the hell out of it.
You guys going to stay up and watch USA-Spain men's hoops tonight? 12:40
no.
Tip?
No.
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 No, okay.
There's not one
nothing
thing attractive about
not a single
Olympics.
Thing. I can't think of a single thing I care to watch.
Like, you at least had Michael Phelps back in the day. Like, you had him and Lochte going at each other. Like, that idiot. You would watch to root against that idiot.
I like to watch, like, definitively simple things. Like, if you tell me when the men's 100-meter final is going to take place, I'll watch that because you are going to find the fastest person on the planet. That I'm pretty sure of. That's the thing with a lot of these Olympic events. Did they really find the best 20-meter air rifle shooter on the planet when they handed out the gold medal? I don't know. How many people have tried it? You ever shot an air rifle from 20 meters, Beetle?
Not through batteries.
Might be you. You might be the best 20-meter air rifle shooter. Yeah, probably put in some time. But there's some definitively simple things that I like about the Olympics. One of them is, like, you know, the 100 meters. That's it. Fastest guy on the planet. Yeah, and you could say that about some of the swimming competitions. Mm. Even gymnastics. All right, there's still a judge involved, but some of these things, you boil it down to its bare essence. All right, who is the best? Those things, if I know when they're on, yeah, I'll turn it on and look at it. I'm going to watch some of this other stuff. For a second, I'll glance at it. I don't hate it, but I'm not.
I don't think you get shoved down your throat. That's the only thing. Like, every single freaking time you turn it, whether it's NBC, never mind.
Go ahead. Yeah, NBC, you were saying. Tell people what
Olympics
you think.
Are great.
Yeah.
Go United States.
I'm still in favor of canceling them.
Canceling the Olympics.
I think that'd be better for everybody.
Like going forward.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no more.
No more Olympics.
I think, you know what you should do?
Not a thing anymore.
WrestleMania, like WrestleMania pay-per-view. If you want it that bad, there's an Olympic channel. No, seriously. You buy it for the two weeks. Maybe it's $54. Maybe it's
$99. What are you talking about?
I'm saying put it on effing pay-per-view to where.
Why? Why does it need to be on pay-per-view?
Beetle does.
Because if they want to make money off it with sponsoring it, if you want to. They're never going to cancel.
Peacock.
They're not going to cancel the Olympics.
Well, they should.
Why do they need to cancel them altogether?
They suck. Not only that, you can do all of these things without the Olympics.
I'm not even as crazy.
You can do all of these things without forming the Olympics. You can have the world championships in each individual sport, and they should stick to it. What do you care about? So the USA women's team loses, right? Oh, they lost the Olympics. Well, how'd they do in the World Cup? Because that's a better product. Everyone, the World Cup is the thing they all want. They want to play in the World Cup. That's the real competition. It's better than the Olympics. When it comes to talking about, you know, name another sport. The basketball games that are being played now are largely meaningless to
some of the guys
playing.
Like Brazil.
Because they want a gold medal. They want an NBA title. They want to be Giannis. Do you want to be Giannis right now? Or do you want to be a guy who's competing for a world gold medal?
How about this?
I'd rather be Giannis.
Take it away for every sport where a gold medal is not the ultimate prize in the sport. So take it away for basketball. Take it away for hockey. Take it away for soccer. Take it away for...
Oh, God. So everybody was blowing smoke.
It's a good start. Let's start getting rid of those sports.
Yeah.
The dumb good start.
I agree.
But, like, the stuff on the weekend, like Durant was sitting there next to Tatum, and everybody's blowing smoke up. Tatum's, you know what, because Durant broke the record. Durant broke the record leading scorer. He goes, this guy's the next one. I didn't even know Kevin Durant was leading scorer. But who cares?
I didn't watch. I mean,
USA basketball. Do I want Tatum to be that? No. I want an NBA title.
I'll watch.
He's right.
I'll watch any golf. I didn't watch one shot of Olympic golf. I don't care. It doesn't. So what?
BMX racing. Is a gold medal the ultimate?
Probably.
No.
Nope. But you know what?
X Games. You laugh. Get out.
Oh, X Games. I forgot about
X Games.
I tell you what.
BMX, see you later.
The X Games are sort of the interesting part of it to me. Because there's part crazy factored in. You know, you look at the skiing or you look at the snowboard stuff. Like, your body's not supposed to do that in here. When you could get to points where you're doing something that has all this danger factored in.
X Games are tough, Beetle. When it comes to snowboarding and downhill skiing and all that stuff. Yeah,
those nuts going full speed downhill, the long boards, or the jump, the ski jump.
I think Olympic medals are important to those athletes because it gives the sport some legitimacy that it doesn't otherwise have. So I don't think they would want it to go away. But if you told all the NBA players they wouldn't be able to compete in the Olympics anymore, how much would they care?
Not at all.
I don't think they'd care.
Whatever.
Nope.
So let's dump that. Let's get rid of that sport. Let's at least start with paring it down.
Yeah.
Pare it down. Let's start there. And air rifle shooting? Come on. No, we don't need that to be a part of the Olympics.
I bet you can run around in some of the crazy crime-ridden places, and you can find people with a better shot.
Do you know what else I would eliminate?
20-meter air rifle.
You know what I would eliminate as part of the Olympics, Hardy? And this goes to some things where the gold medal is the ultimate prize. I would eliminate judged sports. No more judged sports. You want track and field, swimming, things that are time, things that are definitive in terms of who wins, who loses. No more judging.
Yeah.
No more deductions. Nope. We're going to run a race. We're going to see who's the fastest. We're going to swim in the pool. We're going to see who is the fastest.
But people who watch, like, Winter Olympics, they want to watch figure skating, and that's all judge stuff. And
go ahead.
Judge.
You can have world championships, which they have.
Ice dancing.
They have the worlds.
Well, you'd have to ask a figure skater, what's more important to you, winning a world championship or winning a gold medal?
No, it's the gold medal. I know that that's the ultimate for them, but quite frankly, I don't care.
They think it's about them, right?
It's not about them. It's about the rest of us.
I don't see how it impacts you, though, if you don't want to watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
Who was the colorful guy that
won? I'm not watching.
He's a commentator now. Johnny Weir, right?
Yeah.
Did Johnny Weir, was it an Olympic thing or was that Worlds that he won? It was Olympics.
No, Olympics. He was in the Olympics.
So that's what sprung him on to give him all these
picks. I have no recollection of Johnny Weir as an actual Olympic athlete. I only know Johnny Weir as
commentator,
as the guy on TV.
Huh.
I don't ever. Do you ever remember watching Johnny Weir?
I do. Yep.
I don't.
I do.
Nah, if you said like Oksana Baiul, well, then now we're talking. You know. Sure.
We got to go home and watch
Tara Lipinski.
We got to go home and watch Blades of Glory now. Chaz Michael, what's his name?
Should we all go to your house and watch Blades of Glory?
I like that.
By the way, Sosi says there is a price for him to tell the story.
Oh, and I already
now
said
it can be bought.
We got to start a GoFundMe.
Everybody can be bought. $10,000?
He's changed.
If let's find out the number and we'll start a GoFundMe.
I think at $10K, he'd do it.
If you want to hear Bob Sosi tell the story of what happened in Mexico City.
No, he doesn't. Nobody wants to hear that.
But he has to tell the story as, like, professional broadcaster, where he just calmly and emotionless and without
emotion. Did you just try to get two guys on a golf cart to blow their horn?
Horn.
There's no horn.
Don't even look.
It's a golf cart.
Some of them have horns.
Okay, those don't.
They all.
One guy blew his horn earlier.
Well, that he was driving like a gator.
That was a golf cart. That was a double team golf cart.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't think that second one had a horn. That looked like just an old school,
work.
It's just
solid.
I can see why he was talking about old school. Two guys go by in a club car, and Zoe's giving him the.
He's driving down the highway next to a rig.
Two guys walk in a bar.
I can throw a pencil at you. That's it.
We've got full lines on what else? The Olympics.
Good.
We should do name 650 million other things you'd rather watch than the Olympics. We could do this for the rest of the week.
All right, we'll get to your calls. I see some Celtics action in there as well. We'll get back to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is your home for every Patriots game. Live from training camp. Sponsored by AdCare. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL. It's Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dear Lord.
So bad.
No, don't not this way. Stop.
We're outdoors and the wind is blowing. Holy.
Has he ever been in the booth when it happens?
Oh, my God.
I got to tell a story from the other night.
What is it?
We went to this place locally.
And you did that there?
And I had so much class that I went outside to do it when we were leaving. I got to go out and head everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So I get outside.
It's also called being courteous.
Get outside the door. It's a nice night, so it wasn't like any wind, so it was a pretty still night. So you go outside, we go. This poor woman came out after me. And her reaction.
So you did it like near the door and not out in the parking lot somewhere?
No, I did like 10 feet outside.
Couldn't make it, could you?
Couldn't make it. It was nice that I went outside.
Oh,
crop dusted?
Oh, my God.
It was a crop dusting.
All right, well, it's over. Back to the show. 617-779-0985. David in Howes Neck. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I got to be honest, man. I'm trying really hard to try to get into this Olympics thing. And
why?
For what?
why would you do that to
them? They suck. Get rid of them.
I'm not feeling any of it. There's no storyline. There's no energy. There's no vibe.
Zero.
There's nothing.
They shouldn't have had it. They're on lockdown. They got issues. They got COVID issues over there. They're going backwards. There's no fans. All you hear from these people, especially like Simone Biles, we're not doing it in front of fans. There's like no juice. There's nothing in the arena.
No.
Don't do it.
Nothing.
It's like the NBA bubble all over.
Yeah, there's no energy. No energy. There.
Empty stadium.
Simone Biles is coming back, by the way, to compete on the beam.
Yep. She's going to do the balance beam final tomorrow.
I think that's great. Welcome back, Simone.
Good for her.
Welcome back.
Hope she wins.
No twisties on the beam?
I mean, no. I imagine you can definitely get things on the beam that would, hurt you the same way anything else, right?
Or impede your performance.
I mean, I bet it's less dangerous than the beam. Falling off the beam.
I don't think it's landing on your skull for 10 feet in the air.
You ever do a flip on a beam and try to land on one, stick your foot on that beam?
The beam is the last thing I would do.
That's the last thing I'd do.
But she wasn't citing the dangers, just like she couldn't do it. She had the twisties.
Yeah.
I would pummel horse, I wouldn't be able to get up on it. The rings, I think, would be difficult.
Well, Jake and Boston's our expert on Simone Biles in the gymnastics field.
Here we go.
Hi, Jake.
I do want to talk soccer, but the twisties go away when your agent reminds you that you've got a post-Olympic tour with your name on it.
Bingo.
Called the GOAT Tour.
Thank you.
Make $5 million if you want to go through with it. And if you don't go through with it and you can't sell the tickets, you don't make that money. So she got an ultimatum. Get back on the beam or your post-Olympic tour is bye-bye. Also, Johnny Weir is the Michael Felger of figure skating. Said the Olympic Village wasn't princessy enough for him in 2006. Finished fifth and blamed missing the bus from the village on that. And Hardy, do better, because Matsuyama was in that final, in the final pairing. And if they did have a crowd, that would have been an electric Olympic event.
But they didn't have a crowd.
Correct. That's where you're right. But if
I know I'm right. It'd be better. What do you want him to be better on?
Yeah, it would have been, and I probably would have watched had Matsuyama had a chance to win in front of his countrymen, but he didn't, so I didn't.
I want to get to soccer here, and I agree with you. Fine. When you have Bruce Arena on later this week, ask him what he thinks of the U.S. women's soccer team equal pay debate now, because that team looks old, slow, arrogant, and half the country hates them because they politicized the sport, and they just lost the Olympics for a second straight Olympic game.
First of all, that'd be a bad question for him.
It puts him
in a tough spot. Come on, you know better than that, Jake.
The men with their B team just won their second straight international final against Mexico.
I agree with you. He's not going to answer that, though, because it would paint him in a bad light if he said something negative.
Well, then let me ask him. I'll call back when he shows up and ask him that. The men just won final with their B team. They have a bevy of young European talent. That next year's World Cup is going to be a lot of fun. And they are going to be positioned to maybe compete for a World Cup when it's here in 2026. So the dynamic of the women's team that has been whining and crying here, flaming out of the second straight Olympic Games, and doing so with a bunch of 30-something-year-old superstars that they haven't built a talent pipeline in the last 10 years on, versus the men who have their first Champions League winner in Christian Pulisic, who wasn't even part of this tournament, who have the guy playing with Messi Ronaldo at Juventus.
Ronaldo.
They've got so much young talent, and they are so positioned for the next 8 to 10 years that it completely shifts that debate, because the men are going to make a lot of money, and historically the women have been far more successful.
Yeah, I hope the women have been far more successful
than
the men.
All the big money.
Brandi Chastain, I remember her.
Europe is investing so much more money in the women's game than we are here. The U.S. women will never win a World Cup again. They just lost the economic.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm telling you that historically they've had far more success than the men.
Angry.
And if you're talking about the revenue of the sport, then I think you're making a sound argument. If you're talking about the success on the field as a reason why you shouldn't be paid the same, it's a bad argument. It's flawed.
Now, having said that, Beetle, do you think the women should be paid as much as the men? For international soccer, for the national team,
I don't.
It's a sort of a complicated thing.
It's not
a cut and dry thing.
It's not cut and dry.
Here's what I would say. The U.S. Soccer Federation, I guess, that runs both, right? Yeah. Above both. They've got enough money where they could easily pay them all the same, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
So they should.
And I would say my knee-jerk and my final answer is, yeah, they should be paid the same.
Because they're not being paid tens of millions of dollars. They're not getting NBA-like contracts in their sport.
My issue with it from the very beginning, though, was the disparity that the women claimed and some of the people advocating for them. They were giving a less than full picture of how the players are paid.
They're wrong.
Whether they're paid salaries or per game, whether they're paid bonuses for advancing and all this stuff. So the disparity wasn't quite what it was made out to be, and I think it hurts them in the argument. When you're telling things that are not completely factually accurate, and when you're presenting your case, it just invites people to come and argue against
you
for sport.
For being,
right?
Yeah,
but
right,
no,
not truthful.
Just in terms of a blanket answer, yes,
yeah.
they should be paid the same. That's fine. The thing with, like, U.S. soccer, and I think where it has had a problem for both the men and women's side, this isn't a men versus women issue, in the United States, as a soccer player, as you're growing up, oftentimes your goal is to play well enough to get a scholarship and get your school paid for.
That's
awesome.
And
that's what some of the best players gear themselves toward. Whereas in other countries, no. You're the best players, your goal should be to go sign on as a 15-year-old in another country,
And
move away from your family, go up through the ranks, and play for another team somewhere else. The problem is, once you get to college, you're not playing with the best of the best in the world. You're playing against all these other college teams, and the talent pool is diluted. Well, you got your goal of getting your college paid for, and that's great. And I think that is a worthy and an absolutely fundamentally sound game plan. But if you're wondering why the U.S. doesn't produce more of a greater percentage of the best soccer players in the world, it's because at an earlier age, players from other countries go to play with the best players in the world, and they come up
it's
through.
It's pretty obvious. We don't care as much about soccer as other countries.
Yeah, and I want to correct.
Culturally, we're not set up for it.
Culturally, I agree with you. It's not the same, but the development of players is treated much differently in the U.S. than it is in other countries.
Jeff and Weymouth on the Olympics. Jeff,
go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Mark, Ross, Scott, how you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, Mark, I agree with you 100%. The Olympics are totally irrelevant. They've become a farce, especially since they put in the professionals years ago.
Farce! It's a farce! The damn Olympics got to go away. Hold your thought. We're going to get to Hardy's headlines.
Oh, yeah. It's not a big thought.
It's a small thought?
Yeah, it was just that. We'll do headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand at Training Camp, sponsored by AdCare. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL. It's Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here she come now, say morning, morning.
It's all the party starters, man. Here it is. Like, hey. Yeah. Again, like any dancer or any bad school dancer, any bad wedding, they play this and place gets going. Ties loose. Woo.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Zoe.
No. Not.
Good. You know what it is? Zoe, with all of his random days off, this is a getaway day for him.
No,
so he's off tomorrow.
You working tomorrow?
I'm not. It's my daughter's birthday.
Oh, my God.
So what?
First day in pads tomorrow, and you're not going to be here?
So what?
It's my daughter's birthday.
You get out at 2 p.m. You can celebrate at 2 p.m.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to celebrate it earlier.
What are you doing? What are you doing all day for your birthday?
We're going on a boat with our friends. Do you want to go on a boat with our friends? So, right, Dennis?
Boat. Oh, now they're best friends. He's been giving them crap all day for everything.
Everything
under
the sun. We're best friends. We always give each other crap.
He doesn't give me as much crap. No, I hear it pretty much one way.
One-way street, bro.
It's because I'm a nice guy.
Do not enter.
All right, well, tomorrow when the Patriots put on the pads, and we encourage you to come down to practice tomorrow, it's going to be a really good day.
Missed the first pad of practice, though.
So it's not going to be here. He's going to be motoring around on a boat.
Ooh, like they're going to hit. Remember how excited we got that one year for padded practice?
I'm sorry, how many practices have we had so far?
Four or five.
Okay. Five practices so far. They've got five practices, and now they're putting pads on?
I always get excited for the pads. This is going to be real. And the most excitement we got was like on a kickoff coverage where there was contact downfield. Someone lit someone up. Forget who the hell the linebacker was. And we're like, yeah!
All right, how about Wednesday? You're going to be here Wednesday?
I'll be here Wednesday.
Thursday?
Thursday, I'll be here with Ted Johnson, Meathead Radio, that day. So hopefully we'll get some 9-on-7 looks inside. You better bring two chin straps and a mouthpiece for that day.
I think I'll take that day off.
Yeah, I'm out.
What, are you not here?
I'm not going to do the show. No, you guys do the show. I might come down and watch practice, but I'm not working.
I came Saturday. What? Brought the kids Saturday. And they're down there. Go say hi to T-Bone. I'm like, hey, T-Bone, I'm waving from down there.
A new report on the Celtics at this hour.
Why are we bringing back every old Celtic?
What
is going on?
Mark Stein, longtime NBA writer. Guy with really good sources, of course. He reports the Celtics are interested in a reunion with Isaiah Thomas, who over the weekend had 65 points in the Atlanta Entertainment Basketball League Pro-Am.
That sounds competitive.
I just looked up how many games Isaiah Thomas has played since leaving the Celtics.
Not many.
What would you guess that number to be over the course of four seasons?
Oh.
That's the 17-18 season when he played in both Cleveland and L.A. He then spent time with Denver, Washington, and most recently with New Orleans.
I'm going to go 65 total.
I'm going to say
four seasons of basketball.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be over, but in four seasons, he played 55 games.
87 games in all.
Okay, all right.
87 games over
more than I thought.
Four seasons. In terms of those four seasons, the most games were played 2 years ago when he was with Washington. He played 40 games. Last year, he played in three games. Last season, three games in the league.
40 games 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Three games last season.
Now that's not great.
But now the Celtics are interested in reuniting. That according to Mark Stein.
I honestly, again, for depth, you're going to have to make some moves. Okay.
Would you rather have him or Marcus Smart?
Boston, I'm told, has interest in an Isaiah Thomas reunion with new Celtics president of basketball operations, Brad Stevens, known to be one of Thomas's biggest fans.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This is where...
Brad Stevens putting the team together like it's a fantasy team.
This is where you need to not coach and be the GM, right? And that's the tough thing in sports.
Yes.
You have a certain affinity for certain players as a coach that you might not have as a GM, and you don't want that to cross lines. And that's what made Danny so interesting, I think, is that he'd cut ties on anyone to better the team. Like, he would do anything. Like, everybody was expendable.
Let's go back to your phones. Paulie is in the truck. Paulie.
Oh, God.
Oh, maybe not.
It's great. Tom didn't pot him up.
Is he not there?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, hi, Paulie. Go ahead. We couldn't hear you.
T-Bone's that's okay. Yeah. We're still talking about the Celtics, man. I thought we put them at rest a few days after the season ended. My God, I'm sick of hearing about them, and I'm sick of watching these NBA players who are taking even more juice, as you would say, Zolak, out of the Olympics. Bert, are you nuts not having the Olympics? Are you crazy? Come on now. I love the Olympics. The opening ceremonies are awesome.
I'm sure they're outstanding.
The closing ceremonies are awesome. I love the Olympics.
In front of all the fans.
Good take, Paul.
Yeah, in front of those fans. It was exciting at opening night, boy.
Worst take ever. Closing ceremonies.
They walk in and wave?
He should be penalized.
I never miss it.
They wave goodbye.
They wait, they go out there and they walk with a flag and they wave.
We're going home. We can't wait to get the hell out of here.
This is the best.
We should have a big, big closing ceremony at some point where they get all the athletes together in any host country. And we have a giant closing ceremonies. As
I agree.
We're closing the Olympics forever.
Yep.
We're putting this away.
Do you know how many people are
goodbye.
Tuning in? Yes. We should change Fake Promo Fridays to the closing ceremonies on Friday. Do our own
Friday closing final ceremonies.
Friday closing ceremonies. You don't think they get that thing sponsored? A second.
Derek in New Hampshire. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, so I've been following this whole pay gap and whatever.
What?
The men's team.
What? Pay gap, right. What do you got?
Yeah. Basically, there's a lawyer that went through it all, and I've seen it. The women are being paid more than the men. The women were offered the men's deal with no employer benefits because the men's team doesn't have it, employee benefits. The women's team turned it down and took the employee benefits. And at the end of it all, they're being paid more or the same as the men's team.
In total compensation, look, you can fudge the numbers whenever you want. They don't get as much money.
Okay. That's the point I want to make earlier. I'm going to clarify. Great. Not clarified, but
yeah, what's the point?
He said, well, should the women's soccer team get as much as men? I said, no. And this has nothing to do with being a man or woman or a woman. If you have two CEOs that are women should get paid to be a CEO the way a man gets paid.
Of course.
My view on sports is it's like D1 versus D3. You ask me which football game I'm going to watch, a D1 football game as opposed to D3. I think it's less competition. It's like WNBA. Should the WNBA players get as much as the NBA? No, because they pack the arenas. If you pack the arenas, if you put the people in the seats, those are the people that should get paid. Some old scholarship athlete. Why these guys should have been paid from day one?
It's not
way back years, 20 years.
This isn't about packing stadiums to see these teams play. It's about it's hard to gauge the real value for something where they don't have a quote unquote season. They don't have season tickets to sell.
Yeah, they're 15 minutes of fame.
It's about television. What's the interest level? How are they going to monetize it? And you could make a case, the women would be able to make a case over the last few years, they've been much more marketable and a better way for U.S. soccer to further their brand and make money. They have been more instrumental in that than the men have. And that's a solid argument that they can make. Where I start to,
that's fair.
Where no, they start fair. To lose me a little bit is when they skew the numbers and make it look like they're being paid, you know, just a tiny fraction of what the men are, which isn't accurate.
It's not the case.
And yeah, when you start factoring things like benefits and all that stuff, okay, it becomes closer and closer. But on the surface, yes, of course they should be paid the same. You could argue that they should be paid more. But this current incarnation of the team with some of the star players that we've come to know over the last few years, you know, this is what got us started in this whole thing. It's probably going away. It is going to disassemble now. They've had their run. They came up short in Tokyo, and now there is a sense that they've kind of been there, done that, and now they're going to have to kind of rebuild a bit. And that's probably going to be rebuilding on the branding side of it, too. You're not going to have the exact same players and the same roster anymore, and some of the same stars, so you're going to have to kind of start from scratch in that regard.
That's a bad listen, and that's a bad take, that whole been there, sort of done it, that the luster's off it for us. Then don't do it.
I think they're just being... I don't think they're saying that. That's what some of the analysts have said. It's like they kind of played uninspired, and it's been a weird Olympics, you know? There's
the
not people there watching.
It.
It's not,
I get it.
It's not there for a lot of the athletes, especially the ones that have been there before.
I said this whole time during the NFL season, last year. It's like, I don't know how these guys are playing in front of empty stadiums.
Yeah.
You're trying to, like, you know, it's fine. Like, you're talking about breaking knees, breaking ankles out there, cracking heads. They're like, how do you do this with no juice?
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Pats are back in the field. Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by AdCare. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand from Foxborough. This hour of training camp coverage brought to you by the Peterson School. It's time now to get to today's takeaways.
And today's takeaways are brought to you by good friends at Awake 180 Weight Loss.
Give it to me now. Damn it, tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right. Today's closing ceremonies are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We invite you to set up a consultation and learn how to start taking control of your weight. They got 6 locations, or you can do it virtually at awaken180weightloss.com. Today's takeaways.
What do we got there, T-Bone? What'd you pull in from this great show today?
Zoe had a long question to Isaiah Wynn.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you guys look to be one of the, I don't say most sound units in camp, your front seven, your offensive line, this is as good a group of offensive linemen, given health here and with Andrews being back. Wouldn't you say that you've been with since your 3 years here?
What's up? What the question was?
Okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do it, everybody.
No, we're doing this. We're doing this with everybody.
Let me tell you something. I Scott Cordishy, that son of a bitch. I did it.
That was
Cordishy used to do it. With too many questions. Just get to the point. Ask the questions, Olaf.
I don't.
Jesus.
That's the second time I've heard it. I still don't know what the question was.
I think I knew what the question was, which was, is this the best group? Is this the best group?
I was trying to.
Is this the best group of linemen and the best group going into a year?
I started to ask the question. I knew he wasn't going to answer it because then you kind of put down the previous group.
So you're trying to soft sell it.
Hey, you guys look to be one of the, I don't say most sound units in camp.
They are.
Your front seven, your offensive line, this is as good a group of offensive linemen, given health here and with Andrews being back. Wouldn't you say that you've been with since your 3 years here?
What's up? What the question was?
In your 3 years, is this the best offensive line you guys have?
Just the end when you're like, wouldn't you say, yeah, you've been, your 3 years, you've been here.
What's up? What the question was?
Play it again. Play it again, Tom.
I don't want to.
I swear to God, next 4 weeks when I'm in studio, I'm going to kill you.
I'll see you in the fall.
Ever?
Press conference with the press.
I heard you earlier in your press conference that you had with the press.
No one can hear you.
So Jackass.
What's up? What the question was?
Shut up. Turn this mic off. So
that needs to be in a promo.
So T-Bone set out a picture of me and Bill together during the All Access interview.
Yeah.
Fashion.
Wasn't me. That was the show.
Well,
you retweeted it though.
It's your thing. It's your thing.
No, T-Bone retweeted from his own account.
Who tweets that out?
You. Social media managers.
Well, our social media managers there.
The dean,
and then
the
some
dean.
Jackass replied.
No access to that.
He wanted to get dressed up for his press conference with the press. So it's now becoming a running joke with other people.
Right.
I heard you earlier in your press conference that you had with the press.
It's time to leave yet.
No, you got 2 more minutes.
What's up? What the question was?
The shoe's on the other foot now, isn't it, Zola?
Oh, here comes Dennis with something to say.
Wait till Atlanta, buddy.
Isaiah, you got a lot of trying to run back here. It's food for thought.
Yeah.
It's safe to say.
Dennis,
safe to say
the
there's
people
some food for thought with the guys out there.
The
what's up? What the
Give
question
another
was?
Airline, okay? Don't fly the same airline I fly. I'm going to be miserable.
The question was.
What's up?
What?
Who is
we
this?
Knew what it was.
All right, hold on.
We knew the damn question.
So Hardy and I will be back here tomorrow for a full padded Patriots practice.
Right.
We encourage everyone to come down.
I'll be listening.
Check out Patriots practice.
I thought you were going to be on a boat.
You don't think I can put you guys on my Bluetooth?
Boom, is that right what the, is that what your daughter and her friends want to listen to?
They don't want to listen, but I'll have it on. You know me. I can't stop listening.
even when I'm on vacation.
Well, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's practice. Gates open at 8:30. I hope for a better crowd than today.
Oh, boy, today was bad.
I hope for a better crowd. The weather's been great. Come on down.
Come on down.
Felger Mass coming your way next. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
See you, Mike.
What's up? What the question was?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mass.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
Q-U-I-T quit.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
What do you say to fans and maybe reactionary media members like some of us on this call, including me, who say that, you know, wish that maybe you had done a little bit more?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, especially when things are flying left and right like they have been the last 48 hours, any fan would love to see their team right in the thick of it. And you love to see your team, you know, making big moves. We would too. We just aren't going to do that, you know, when we think those moves are actually running counter to our goal. We know how high the expectations of our fans are. And if we do something for short-term gratification that has too high a long-term price, we're going to end up letting them down more than we're going to help them. It might be fun today. You may or may not get what you're hoping for over the last 2 months, but you certainly are going to pay the price.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.